Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been quite a night, and it's been quite a journey. As most of you know, Darla and I started this journey some time ago, and we've traveled a state that we've loved for a long time. And our passion for the state of Iowa does not end here tonight. We love this state, and we'll continue to be involved in this state. It's been clear to us for some time that this state needs new leadership, that the leadership is failing this state when it comes to holding a federal government in check, or holding a Supreme Court in check, or creating a vibrant economy for our children, for many others who would like to locate to Iowa, in shrinking the size of government but making government more accountable, as an educator from providing world-class education, as well as standing up for fundamental values that we all hold dear, like the sanctity of human life and traditional marriage of one man and one woman. And that is what caused us to take this run, and also doing the belief in the Constitution, the separation of powers. So tonight, I called former Governor Branstad just a little while ago, and I congratulated him on his victory. And to be clear, Governor Branstad and I both know that we had some differences in this primary. And after a late night, it's probably not right now where it's just going to be raving endorsements, but what we've agreed to do is to sit down and to discuss our differences, get them all out on the table, so that it was our hope and our goal to unify our party, but it's my hope and my goal beyond that to unify a state around leadership that the state of Iowa desperately needs. So it is with the bottom of my heart that I thank so many people, from my family, my wife Darla, my boys Hans, Josh, Lucas, and Logan. Many of you who came out in support and endorsement of me, including former Governor Mike Huckabee, Chuck Norris and his wife Gina, David Barton and Michael Ferris, the Iowa Family Pack, Dr. Keith Ratliff of the NAACP, as well as many, many others, Bill Salier and Everyday America. So many people have given their time and their energy, and so many of you to lead your counties in a state that you love. I encourage you tonight, do not give up that hope. Do not give up that faith. You stay in the fight, because the future of Iowa and the future of future generations depend on it. It's been my pleasure to represent you and to be your spokesperson across the state of Iowa. Thank you so much.